I think there has been a loss of trust.
Ahead of the release of the grand jury's report, Cardinal Donald Wuerl spoke with WTOP, knowing he would be named in his management of some of the 301 so-called predator priests.
We must never, ever forget the victims, and that we should always feel a certain anger ourselves, a dismay and anger that these things happen.
While Wuerl says in his grand jury statement that the Pittsburgh diocese adopted a policy for clergy sexual misconduct in 1987, quote, I learned the deeply painful news that priests in the diocese had been accused of sexual abuse and civil lawsuits were filed. In the case of Father Richard Zula, accused of creating child pornography of children posing naked in front of a cross, grooming children with gifts, and sexually abusing them, the report says Wuerl approved a $900,000 settlement to the family of two abused brothers after Zula's conviction, contingent upon a confidentiality agreement. However, in a second case of Reverend Anthony Cipolla, the report and Wuerl note how he appealed a decision made by the Vatican to reinstate Cipolla despite knowing his offenses, noting Wuerl traveled to Rome and wrote the Pope to ensure Cipolla no longer practiced his ministry. The report finds the pervasive sexual misconduct of priests spanned the entirety of Wuerl's service as bishop from 1988 until he came to Washington in 2006, but how he treated each case differed in sensitivity and scope.
We have taken enormous steps to curtail any type of abuse. We have great policy that's implemented. We need to keep focused on two things: care of those survivors from abuse from so many years ago, and careful implementation of our policy so that we have no abuse today.
Read the report and see evidence at WTOP.com. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.